The work of Canadian composer Charlene Wallace, a piece of music called Acacia Street. We heard Charlene Wallace on the harp and Susan Pilch on the piano. And it is Dean, in for Daniel here on the jukebox. And we're going to talk about things happening on a street. Yeah, we've got things happening on the street in Barrie presently. So I'm here with Carol Ann Ryan, who is the public art coordinator for the city of Barrie, as well as the organizer and artistic director for a really exciting art event, I'll call it, that is coming up called Seeds to Sow. How are you this morning, Carol Ann?
I'm well, thank you, Dean.
Great, great. So Seeds to Sow, I was doing some reading on this. I love outdoor art, and I love art installations, and this is a big part of what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you're a fan. Seeds to Sow is a temporary exhibition of site-specific public art that's been installed throughout Barrie along the waterfront and within our downtown. And the exhibition is on display for 6 weeks. It opened on September 27th and will be on display until November 8th.
That's fabulous. And this has a lot to do with history and with the seasons. And I'm reading also with connecting us and our community. There's a lot of things happening and looking ahead to the future, right?
Yes. When I mention site-specific, the artists that we worked with were invited to create unique commissions in response to Barrie itself. And the themes that the artists drew on are related to the physical landscape of Barrie, our ecology and environment here in Barrie, that includes the bay, the shoreline, the waterfront, also looking at Barrie's history and considering Barrie's future, both as a city, but also the potential for the growth of our public art program.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, thematically, I love that approach for a couple of reasons, because when visitors come to a community, any community, it's a way of great storytelling. But it also informs the people who live in the city, which don't always know, either because they've lived there for so long that they've never thought of it, or that they're relatively new to the community. So I think that's a great, great approach.
I agree. With the temporary nature of these works, it really gives folks who've lived in Barrie, you know, more recently or for their entire lives, a different perspective on the sites and the locations that they are familiar with. I think when the work is temporary, it really gives people an opportunity to reconsider something that they thought they knew and perhaps look at it in a new way or find meaning that they didn't see there before. And for new people visiting or those perhaps recently settled in Barrie, I think it opens up their perspectives in terms of what Barrie has to offer and who we are as a community and, again, what we aim to be.
And a great way to revitalize public spaces because, you know, spaces in any city can get a little bit, a little bit tired. And this is a great way to just, like, perk them up.
The revitalization of the downtown and waterfront was certainly a part of the vision when Seeds to Sow was developed in terms of driving that interest to bring people to these sites downtown. Also, to give them a different reason to come downtown. A free cultural experience is always something that's enjoyable for everyone from all ages. And certainly, again, changing perspectives on what we have to offer in our downtown and waterfront is a key.
Mm-hmm. How many artists are part of this project, Carolyn?
There are 6 artists involved in the public art exhibition, and those 6 artists have made installations at 6 unique sites. 4 of them are on the waterfront, 2 of them are downtown. And we also have a 7th project that is featured at the McLaren Art Center. And this we are calling our satellite exhibition in the Carnegie Room at the McLaren.
Yeah, I thought that was a really neat, I wasn't expecting that when I was doing some reading up on it a couple of weeks back because it caught my eye and I thought, oh, that's something I'd like to see. So what is exactly the purpose of the, you know, what's the thinking behind the satellite installation?
The satellite exhibition was an opportunity to bring the McLaren Art Center, which is our regional public art gallery, into the fold of this larger exhibition. So Seeds to Sow was planned to have this great size and scale, as I mentioned, to generate some interest in Barrie, intended to invite people to visit Barrie, but also provide new experiences for those who live and work in Barrie. And the McLaren, being the central hub of the visual arts in our community, it was really important that we included them. And when there was an opportunity to work together, they were open to partnering. And I should mention, we have a guest curator who worked with me on this exhibition. Her name is Katie Lawson, and she selected the artists that we worked with for the Seeds to Sow public art installations. She also selected the artist who we are featuring at the McLaren and developed that exhibition.
Okay. And the artists, is it fair to assume that the artists they all work in different mediums? And so they all have you, was that part of the vetting process?
Yes. We are interested in a variety of forms of public art. So again, the intention of the exhibition was to expand our experiences and our ideas. And Seeds to Sow includes a wide variety of public art media. The artists we're working with include artists from our region, as well as artists with national reputations outside of our region. And we have a range of works on display. We have more traditional work like sculpture. We have painting at the McLaren. And then some of the other works in the public art spaces include forms such as textile art and new media art, text-based sculpture work. So there is quite a variety on display to showcase the possibilities in public art practice.
It sounds really exciting. It sounds exactly the type of thing that I would grab a coffee or maybe, you know, as the weather gets cooler, hot chocolate or an ice cream and kind of just stroll around and just take some time to take in all of this art and, you know, and the history and the landscapes and all of that that Barrie has to offer.
I encourage everyone to do that. We've created a printed brochure and map that gives you all the information you would need to go on your self-guided walking tour. And you can pick those up at the McLaren Arts Center, at Barrie City Hall, at the downtown branch of the public library. And there's also information for self-guided tours, as well as programming associated with the exhibition at barrie.ca/seeds to sow.
Fabulous. Well, congratulations. Again, this started September 27th, so just a few days ago, and it's going right through to November 8th, right?
That's correct.
Fabulous. Carol Ann, thank you so much. I've been speaking to Carol Ann Ryan, the public art coordinator for the City of Barrie and the organizer and artistic director of Seeds to Sow.
Thank you, Dean.